Shkoch. Okay, so let's begin our discussion of the Torah of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Right, we have a week plus before Lag BaOmer. This Shabbos in my shul, we're doing a Scholar in Residence. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is Scholar in Residence. So that means just I dress up like him and one shiur is his life story, so I go through like 25 Gemaras just but in first person. And the other shiur is this discussion about his Torah. And obviously one of the greatest Tanoim of the Chachmei HaMasora, the Gemara tells us in Masechah Sanhedrin that all of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the anonymous Mishnaic or the Tanaitic text, go like them, the Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemia, Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, and Stam Sifri, Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon and Shas is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Kulo Alibid Rabbi Akiva. They're all Talmidim. There is no Tana, or maybe person in Chazal that has captured the admiration and adulation of Bnei Yisrael like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Right? There's no other yahrzeit that we celebrate. What other yahrzeit that we celebrate? Even Zion Adar, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, is a fast day. And if you really want to, okay, some people have, you know, once the Hasidic following of celebrating a yahrzeit and making tikkun and making brachas, that changed Zion Adar. But really, you know, yahrzeits are fast days in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a minhag of fasting on the yahrzeit of a parent. So what about Rav Shimon bar Yochai? You know, the Mesorah is that he was nifter on Lag BaOmer. The Rama was nifter on Lag BaOmer. That it says in his kefir that we have in Krakow. But what about the Rav Shimon bar Yochai? So what is it about him? What is it about his Torah that is so magical that, again, the Arizal was the one that kind of first put it on the map. But what is it about Rav Shimon bar Yochai? One. Two, is there any connection specifically with Eretz Yisrael, which is where, again, it's all over, but not really until the Arizal came to Tzfat 400 years ago, and started, and you know, Lag BaOmer in this country is a national holiday. You know, you look around, I mean, this afternoon, Tuesdays, you know, and my kids have half a day, not Sundays, rather day, so they spent, today was collecting wood day. You know, that's the next week. You know, all you're going to see is wood piles all over. And so what is it? So what is it about this man and his Torah? So if we look in the Ma'amari Chazal, it seems that Rav Shimon bar Yochai had three loves. And we're going to talk about the connection between them. And there, I don't think, I was trying to look around today, I don't think there is a chazal about this. Maybe there is. I shouldn't say that. Maybe there is a chazal. I have no idea. But I couldn't find it in my searches. Let's just say that. It seems to be more of a modern phrase, like a Rav Kook phrase, or the like. Torah Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael. The Torah, the Am, and the land. As we'll see, Rav Shimon bar Yochai had a fond place, a very strong holding of each of those. And hopefully after we go through each of those, we'll talk about, you know, what bound them together in his view. And using even some halachic contexts to be able to see what bound them together. So first, Torah. Maybe more than any other Tana, Rav Shimon bar Yochai believed in Torah, Torah, Torah. Torah. That's it. That's it. There's nothing. There's no other. Obviously, every Tana believes in Torah. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai, to an extreme. To an extreme. Right, maybe most famously in source number two, Gemara Brachas Taflam and Heyam Abeis. Right, this is a topic of a different Sichas Chaim relating to the balance of Parnasa and learning. But this is the first source in any of that discussion. But Rav China Bar Papa Rami. So Rav China, we'll start the second line. Tana Rabbanan. V'yasavta deganecha. Ma tamalomar. It says in Shema that you should gather your grain. L'fishin emar lo yomash sefer HaTorah zemipicha. Because the Torah says the Torah shall never leave your mouth. Meaning, don't stop learning for a second. Yachol Tvarim Kichsavan. You might think you should take those words literally. Tvarim Kichsavan. Right? Never stop learning. Tavalomar v'yasad l'ganecha. It says, no. Gather your grain. Which means, Hanabem minag d'arach eretz. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Means you should be a farmer. You have to have a parnasa, says Rabbi Yishmael. Learning Torah is important, but you also have to have a parnasa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. What, a person is supposed to, like, be in the field? Efshar
Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha, Zorea B'Shas Zoria. He plows when it's plowing season, and he seeds when it's seeding season. V'Kotzer B'Shas Kasi, where he goes through all the Lamentes Malachas. V'Dosh B'Shas Disha, he harvests when he's supposed to, and he threshes when he's supposed to. V'Zor B'Shas Haruach, and he winnows when he's supposed to. And he goes through everything, right? And this is accounting season, and this is that season, this is this season. Torah Matanayolai. It's always busy season these days. You know, you think about it, we live in a generation, and we live in a time period where everything takes so fast. In the olden days, when you wanted to do a laundry, it took all day. Getting the water and soaking and hanging, it took all day. When you wanted to take a shower, it took about 2 hours. When you wanted to warm something up, hours. Get up wood and fire and... And now, I think I told you this. Before we made Aliyah, we still went to another... rabbinic figure, another Rebbe, and we were talking about that. I don't know all the different, other how it came up. We're talking about, yeah, you buy new all stuff and appliances, and you know, you have to, you know, like, you have to get a new this and a new microwave because it's like 220. And this rabbi said to me, oh, well, we don't have a microwave. I'm like, what are you talking about? This wasn't so long ago, it was like 14 years ago. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have a microwave? He's like, yeah, we don't have a microwave. I'm like, how do you warm up noodles? Like, what do you do if you want noodles for lunch? And they're in the fridge. He's like, I don't know, in the morning you think about it, you take it out, you leave it on the counter, and it's... I'm like, you don't have a microwave? I said, you're taking my microwave. So I gave it to him. I'm like, I didn't need it for Israel. That wasn't such a great big mitzvah. But I'm like, how could you? So we were in the microwave generation. So we have so much time, right? Things cooks, and it's so fast. You can make a phone call, you know, you'll talk to the other side of the world, and yet we have no time. Right, so Rav Shmuel Bechai says, "If there's always a busy season, so Ella, really, if you're doing what Hashem wants, just learn." Bizman shamakom. If you're doing Ratzon Hashem, then your malach will be done by others. You don't have to worry about a job. Shenamar v'amdu zarim urud sonachem. Bizman she'ein yisrael lozim ratzon shamakom. If you're not following God's path, malach tanasa zadeacherim. Shenamar v'yasad adonecha, which is not the pshuto shel apsukim. When we read Shema, it sounds like im shemoat ishmu v'yasad adonecha is like a good thing, and if not, okay. This is how we're. So we're not going to get into the specific details of this halacha discussion. But what do you see from here? Shem b'chai, Torah, only Torah. Torah is it. Also, Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, according to this Girsa, Hamahalik Baderach Vashona, if somebody is sitting and learning, Umafzik mi Mishnah Suba Omer Mana Ilanze, he's in the middle of learning and then all of a sudden he lifts up his head, he says, wow, what a beautiful view. What a beautiful tree. Mana Nirze, Ma'al Abakasav Kilu Mishaya Benafsho, that's terrible. So again, a lot of pshatim, what this means. You know, oh, there's a vart, mafsik. If you think it's a hefsik to the Torah, to you see God's beauty, oh, that's terrible. But the pashup shot is that, okay, you want to take it to your, I don't know if it's even good, but if you're in the middle of learning, I've had that child before. Somebody's learning and there's a gorgeous rainbow outside. Tell them. Make a bracha. Right? Somebody's learning. It's only learning. It's only learning. There was a video going around a few weeks ago. You see the video about Rav Shachter was giving a Zoom shiur. It's like a 2-minute video, and his wife calls in and said they had a granddaughter. He was like, cool, and even like wasn't even focused. Like, what? I'm learning. Like, tell them. Oh, cool Torah. Even remember what it was, a boy, a girl. But this is cool Torah. Oh gosh, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Okay. Anyway, it's Rav Shimon Bechai. We're talking about how Torah. So, anyway, so yeah, please feel free to if it's anything to write home about. What? Oh, please. Okay. Anyway, so says the Rav Shimon Bechai, if you stop learning to maybe get some paper towels or napkins to put it on.
If you can get it out. Crack
the ice. Oh, it's frozen? Okay. Frozen. Okay, just wait 10 minutes.
I could
okay.
break it.
It's fine.
I'm like in my hand, like on everybody's.
Okay. Anyway, so maybe wait till after, and then we'll have it after. Anyway, so if you stop learning, even to say that, it's terrible. This is Rosh Hashanah Baichai. Torah is it. Torah is supreme more than any other value. And it's not only even that. And look in the farshim I gave you on Perkei Avos, right? What's wrong? Rabbi Avadia Bar Tanua, the Rav says in Source number 6, Dashvina Rabusa, what's the Chiddush? Even though it's a beautiful view and you may be able to make a bracha and see the beauty of Hashem, you're in the middle of learning. Learning is the primary value. And the Yerushalmi even has this in an extreme way. The Talmud Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan, over 100 times in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's interesting, not for now, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wasn't quoted by his own Talmidim that often by name. One of his Talmidim was Rabbi Yudan Asi. So sometimes he was so thin like him. But hundreds of years later, he was quoted over 100 times. His Torah was there, but it wasn't like specifically the next generation. But either Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Kigon anu shas kin betalmid Torah, afilu lekriyash ben anu mafsikin. Says Rosh Hashanah Baichai, we don't even do most mitzvos because we're busy learning. We don't even stop for saying Kriya Shema. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Al Garmeg. Maybe that's his custom. Kigon Anu, She'en Ono Oskim B'Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, we don't learn as well as Rosh Hashanah Baichai. So you know what? We not only stop for Kriya Shema, which is all right, so we even stop for Tefillah. We even daven. So Rosh Hashanah Baichai says, we don't even stop learning for Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yochanan says, we stop learning even for Tefillah. And they each follow their opinion, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yochanan, there's also Maseches Brachos in the Bavli, V'levayshi ispala kolayam kulo, halavayshi daven all day. There are other values. And Rabbi Yochanan was a big Torah man too. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Torah is also Torah. Lama she'ain tefillah mafsedes. Rosh Hashanah Baichai, k'dadir Rosh Hashanah Baichai, ilu. Rosh Hashanah is Lishitaso. This is a fascinating line, which we could talk about longer, but we're just bringing it in a little bit. But feel free to look at the Mefarshim on this. Many of the Bali Musa talk about this line. Rosh Hashanah once said, "Ilu avina kol matura de Sinai. If I would have been at our Sinai, b'shata des yavis Torah liyisrael when the Torah was given, havina mispi kumi rachmana de yispri labar nasha train pumin. I would have asked Hashem, could you please create with us with two mouths? I wish we had two mouths. Some people talk out of two mouths, but that's a bad thing. Right? But I wish we had two mouths. Why? So one for Torah. So you don't stop for a second. And one for all the other needs. So I wish I had two mouths, says Rabbi Shmuel. But then he said, you know what? You know how much Lashon Hara we say and we only have one mouth? Imagine how many Lashon Hara we would have said with two mouths. So forget it, bad idea. But theoretically, ideally, says Rosh Hashanah Baichai, I wish we had a mouth that wouldn't stop learning for a second. So Rosh Hashanah Baichai is a kulo Torah. Don't get a job. Don't do mitzvos. So again, that's not us, and we don't pasuk in that way, and I'm not saying that's not ideal, but it just highlights his love and his appreciation and his connection to Torah. One love. Let's move on to number two. His second love. Am Yisrael. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos, in a halachic context. This is talking about refuah on Shabbos. We know there's an issur d'rabbanan of taking medicine on Shabbos in certain situations if somebody is less than a chola she'ein bo sakana. But there are four categories of cholam on Shabbos. The top two, take medicine. If your life's in danger, you do more than take medicine. Chol HaShe'ish Basakana, they could drive. You could do it by the Edi Malacha Daraisa. But the next level down, Chol HaShe'ein Basakana, he also could take medicine. What's a Chol HaShe'ein Basakana? Not getting into it, but you can't be at the Shabbos table, you have to go be in your bed. You can't function normally, you have to lie down. That's basically a Chol HaShe'ein Basakana. Somebody has the flu, somebody has a terrible toothache, any different. But then you can also take medicine. But the next category, you're achy a little bit. So, it's a drama. So the Mishnah talks about achoshish b'shina, if you have a little toothache, v'yigamanes achometz, you can't drink vinegar. This is talking about gargle, does it swallow? Because that's clearly being used for medicinal purposes. Achoshish b'masnav, what if your loins, that's one of those base medrash words,
Nobody ever says loins outside the Beis Medrash. But Hachoshesh b'masnav, if somebody has a loin ache, right? Lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, I think it means like the thigh, right? Lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, I think we have a list of words, right? Loins, frankincense, you know, a couple of other ones. You know, what other ones we use. Lo yasuch yayin v'chometz. So you shouldn't smear the wine and the chometz on your body. Aval sach was a shema, but you could smear oil. Below shemen vered. But not special, fancy oil. B'nei malachim sach and shemen vered al makusehen. But royalty is allowed to smear this fancy oil. Shein dakam lasuch b'chol, shein dakam lasuch b'chol. Right? Shein dakam, because this is what they always use. Right? Royalty could use this oil because that's what they always use. Says Rabbi Shimon, all Jews are royalty. Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. All Jews are royalty. He knows that many Jews live in poverty. What, he's arguing on the Metzius? They don't use this oil. What, Machlok is a Metzius? No. Says Rabbi Shimon, deep down, they're all royalty. They want to use royalty stuff, that's okay. Because I know what every Jew is. I know what every Jew. This is a halacha context. Because Rabbi Shimon knows. That's what he feels about Am Yisrael. Says Rabbi Shimon, Megillah Daf Chavtes Bar Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Omer, Bo Ure'e Kama Chavivin Yisrael Afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how precious Am Yisrael is to Hashem. Look how precious. Shebecho Makom Shegalu. You think he hates them? He exiled us? We burned down the Beis HaMikdash. He threw us out. The Shechina came with us. He loves Jews. Shechina imahen. Golul Mitzrayim. Right, where'd they first go? Right? Went to Mitzrayim. Went a little Yirmiyahu Navi. Yirmiyahu. Sefer Yirmiyahu. He tells them. Don't go. Even before the Churban. He says, stay here, whatever. Then he says, don't go to Mitzrayim. Go to Mitzrayim for help, go try to get them to rebel against the Roman. Don't go! They went. It's unclear where Yirmiyahu died. Did he go to Mitzrayim also, and did he die? Did he get back to Eretz Yisrael? Did he go die? Bavel, unclear. Unclear. But anyway, when the Mitzrayim, Shechina imahem. Shenemar, Haniglo, Nehesu, Beisavicha, Biosim, Mitzrayim. Galul, Bavel, Shechina imahem. Bechulu. Va'av, Chena, Sidim, Ligal, Shechina imahem. Shenemar, Vesham, Hashem, Makach, Hashavuscha. Vishav. Hashem was shav. The heishiv lo nemar, which means that he will return, elav shav, he returns. But how does the Gemara start off? Chavivin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who loves his fellow Jew as much as he loves Torah. And finally, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one that tells us, Brachas Mem Gimel and elsewhere, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Noach lo la'adam sheyapil atzmo l'tokif shana eish, better to let myself be thrown into a fiery furnace. V'al yalvim p'nei chaveyo barabim. And not to embarrass my friend. Shenemar, minolon, mitamar. You know that from Tamar, who obviously didn't want to embarrass Yehuda. She says, the one who owns these things, he's the one that I am misaberes from. But this is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He's the one that says, don't insult people. And, you know, maybe it's ki'ilu yahari val yavar to insult your friend. And finally, one more in this category, b'metzia nunches. Metzia nunches, that's about ona'a, the sugyas of ona'a. The Gemara talks all about ona'a's mamon, cheating people in monetary law, but then the Mishnah talks about ona'a's devarim, making fun of people. Says the Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Gadol ona'as dvarim ona'as mamon. Cheating people, so to speak, of their honor and respect and dignity. That's the word, right? Cheating people of their dignity is even worse than cheating people of their money. Shezen ne'amar bo v'yareso me'elokecha. By dignity of the spirit, by cheating of the dignity, Hashem's watching. Vizelo no mar bov yareisam elokecha. And this one doesn't have yareisam elokecha. It just says, right? Oh no. Rebbe Lazar Omer zebe gufo vizebe mamona. Affecting somebody's body is much worse than affecting his wallet. When you affect his body and you cause him pain and suffering, Rav Shua bar Nachman, Nachman yomer zen nitan lihishavon vizelo nitan lihishavon. this could be returned and this can't be returned. You can return money. You can't return embarrassment and insults. This is Shumba Yechai. Be very, very careful how we treat other people. So Shumba Yechai is Kulo Torah. Don't get a job. Don't look at the trees while you're learning. Right? And you should ideally use your mouth only for Torah. What can we do? We have one mouth. But ideally, it should be used for Torah. So Torah in an extreme. Right? Not even doing half the mitzvahs. Am Yisrael in an extreme. Am Yisrael, you have it there. Chaviv in Yisrael. Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. Ono azdvar b'chulu. And then finally, Rishon Bayachai, Eretz Yisrael. First statement of Rishon Bayachai in all of Shas. Brachas Daf Hei. Tanya. Rishon Bayachai Omer. 13. Shalosh Matanos Tovos. Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem gave three great gifts to Am Yisrael. V'kulon lodinu el adei Yisurin. And they were all given through pain and tribulations. Ve'eluhein Torah, Eretz Yisrael, v'olam haba. Those three are defining. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, olam haba. Rav Yerucha Mivavitz once said, everybody will agree that you can't be a complete Jew without Torah and without olam haba. Why do some people think you can be a complete Jew without Eretz Yisrael? They're all together. A strong connection. Torah, Eretz Yisrael Olam Haba. Torah minayin, how do you know Torah? Shenever ashri agever to yasrenu ka, umitaras katalam denu. Yisurin and Torah. Eretz Yisrael, dechsiv, ki Hashem, ki Hashem, yasir ish, asbeno, Hashem lakechem yasrecha. Dechsiv, asrei, says right afterwards, ki Hashem lakechem, avi al ares tova. So these are all the sources that it's Yisurin. Bo mabad, dechsiv, ki ner mitzvah Torah, or, v'derechayim tochachas moser. So what do you see? It's one of the three major gifts. Says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Or, beautiful medrash. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Tevel ze Eretz Yisrael. The word Tevel, Pnei Tevel. That's Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Zechakas B'Tevel Arzo, V'lam HaNikra Shema Tevel. Why is Eretz Yisrael called Tevel? Shehi Mituveles Bakol. It is spiced up with everything. Shekol HaRatzo Zeish Bezu Ma She'ein Bezu. Every land has something and is lacking something else. Every land. Aval Eretz Yisrael ena chaseira klum. Shenemar lo sechzar kobo. It's a pasuk in Chumash. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, tell me something, Eretz Yisrael. This tiny little piece of land, and we have snow mountains, and we have deserts. And we have hot, and we have cold, and we have hills, and we have valleys. And we have stalactite caves, you know, in this tiny little country that we have. And we have, just drive, you don't like the weather? Drive 10 minutes. I mean, we have everything. He says, Eina chaseira klum. Eretz Yisrael. If we think something is missing, so then, you know, we have to do what we can to try to find it. We have to make sure we recognize, you know, what's here. Eina chaseira klum. The other Medrash tells us, actually we'll skip 15 for a moment. Source 16, fascinating. This one is not as famous. There was once a student of Rishon Bar Yochai that went to Chutz La'aretz. And he came back rich. He came back with riches of the Galus. His other Talmidim are looking at like, oh, wow. That's Chutz La'aretz? That's nice cars. Chutz La'aretz, oh, looking longingly at the stuff that got through customs, and wow, v'hayim avakshin lehen latzeis l'chutz La'aretz, and they wanted to go to Chutz La'aretz. They're like, wow, these riches are a Chutz La'aretz. I want to go. V'yada Rabbi Shimon, and Shimon realized what was going on. V'osi on labika achas al penei. He took out Mount to a valley near, what is that word? Meidon. Sounds like. Skip, switch one letter. Meiron, Meidon. Right? Then it's Palel. Let's go out and daven. V'amar, and he says, Bika, Bika. Valley, Valley. Mili dinare zahav. Be filled with golden coins. Sounds like Rabbi Chanina Medosa. Remember the golden chair and the filled with golden coins. I guess Hitchila Moshe Chazin Arizal Lefneim. All of a sudden, it's filled with golden coins, and they start going, "Whoa!" They start jumping down and getting the golden coins. Amar Laham, he says to them, "Oh, enjoy, but just one condition. Imzav Atem Evakshim. If you're looking for gold, Harizav Tzulachem Take. Elahayodim, but just know. Call Mishu Nota Lachshav. Chelko Shel Olam Haba Hu Nota." Riches come off the top. This costs. You think the riches come from Chutz Laaretz? You think that holds a candle to what's going on in this country? Says Rishon Yochai. Shein Matan Schar HaTorah Ela LaOlam Haba. I used to say, up until this last, I just flew to America to the last Shabbos to give some shiurim. So I flew back, so as I'm in the airport, they said, "You're getting an upgrade." I flew a lot this year, so I got an upgrade. I always used to say, "I've never flown business. I'm saving it for Olam Haba," but I don't know. I can't say that anymore. I had once. I wasn't going to say, "Oh, no, I'm going to save it for Olam Haba." Wasn't as holy as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in this case. But Rav Shimon Bar Yochai here says, Eretz Yisrael at the land of Olam Haba. You don't need the gold coins. You don't need the gold coins here. So this is his view of Olam of Eretz Yisrael. So he loves Torah in an extreme way more than other Tanaim. He loves his fellow Jew. He loves Eretz Yisrael. Is there an idea that we could say connects all these three? Here we go. So I might have mentioned this in a separate shiur that I speak of a shiur past couple of years about Lag BaOmer. I don't remember. But there is a general idea behind many machlokos and shitas of Rabbi Shimon and Shas. Let's take some of the more famous machlokos. All right. Dover Sheinim is Kavein on Shabbos. I do an act which might or might not be awesome. I drag a chair, not so heavy, not so soft earth. It might, you know, make a hole, it might may not make a hole. Rabbi Shimon says, Dover Sheinim is Kavein, Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, Dover Sheinim is Kavein, Aser. Rabbi Shimon says, that's Mutter. Malacha Sheinim Tzricha Legufa. I gave you Dover Sheinim is Kavein in 17. Halacha Sheinim Tzricha Legufa. I'm doing a malacha for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says, Pato. Most Rishonim pass like Rabbi Shimon. One more. But Metzia Tesvav. Kuf Tesvav. Source 18. Darshinan Taima Tikra. Are we allowed to darshan reasons for mitzvos? Are Chazal allowed to darshan reasons for mitzvos and determine halacha based on those reasons? We're supposed to darshan tamei mitzvahs, but just to appreciate the mitzvah, not to determine, you know, when or when the mitzvah doesn't apply or does not apply. Rabbi Shimon says darshin in time of dekra. Rabbi Yehuda says not. What's the connection between all of those three? Darshin Shimon is kavein. Rabbi Shimon holds mutter. Malach Shimon is legufa. Rabbi Shimon holds mutter. Darshin in time of dekra. Rabbi Shimon always looks at the pnimius. He doesn't just look at the surface. He looks at what's inside. He looks at the kavana. Tavashina miskave. You have no kavana for this act. And it might not even happen. Malach Shemesh Ligufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, you did it. You did the act that was in the Mishkan. Rabbi Shimon's like, yeah, but you weren't thinking about that act. What's your kavana? Here's the mitzvah. What's the reason for the mitzvah? Rabbi Shimon always looks at the pnimius hadavar. Don't just look at what you see. Look at what's behind. It's even another machlokas. I think we discussed this back in Pesachim. Anybody hear from Pesachim days?
Yeah.
Right? The Hishpat, we did it last year?
Yeah.
At some point? Right? Says the... I don't forget anything. Okay. Oh, man. Wow. The Lubavitch Rebbe, I didn't give you all of them, I just gave you this one, 19. So you can't repeat anything here. But this source, I mentioned that it was a repeat. V'hishbati chayara, the Pasuk says, V'hishbati chayara, a bracha is going to be that chayos ra'os will be mushbas from the land. That's the bracha. B'chukosai. V'hishbati chayara. What does that mean, v'hishbati chayara? Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'avir min ha'olam. There will not be wild, dangerous animals in Eretz Yisrael. in the future. No bears, no lions, no tigers, no pythons. Not in the Mishpati Chayara. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there will be. They just won't be dangerous. They just won't be dangerous. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mashmizim Shalo Tazik. Omer Rabbi Shimon. What's the Shavach of Hashem, says Rabbi Shimon? What? You imagine a world without lions and tigers and bears. Says Rabbi Shimon, that's the galus of Hashem. To have a world without lions and tigers and bears, have the lions and tigers and bears. But they'll be nice and you'll be able to go pet them. That's the galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haviyomek, sheish mazikin ve'im mazikin. And that's what we say. That's what the pasuk says in Yeshayo, v'gar ze'evim keves, the wolf will get along with the sheep, v'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda says, v'shvali chayra, no animals. That's what hashbasa means. They won't be there. Rabbi Shimon says, no, go to the pnimiyas hadavar. They'll be there, but they won't be active as dangerous animals. V'shvali chayra. Might connect to tashbisu, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about how to destroy chametz. But Rabbi Shimon always looks at the pnimiyas hadvarim. I didn't give it to you, but remember the story of the cave? How did he have to, why did he get into trouble? Rabbi Yehuda B'Shimon, remember the Gemara says, they were talking about the Romans. Rabbi Yehuda says, look what the Romans did. They built bathhouses, they built marketplaces, look what they did for society. Rabbi Yehuda looks at the physical. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Look what their kavana was. You know why they built bathhouses for their own enjoyment. They build marketplaces so they could act immorally. It's the kavana, it's the pnimiyas hadavar. Rabbi Shimon always looks at the pnimiyas hadavar. That's the secret of his outlook on life. So maybe one could suggest these three institutions, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, sometimes on the surface, it's a little tough, prickly. But once you dig beneath the surface, it's unbelievable. And that's the pnimius. That's what Rav Shimon did. Right? Start with Torah. Torah's awesome. But you know what? Some Torah, especially for beginners, for starts, sometimes you start a new mesechta that you've never touched. The first day of any mesechta, it's like mixed feelings. It's like the newness. And it's like, I know by preparing, it's like new and exciting, but you're like, I'm lost. Like, where do you start? And like where the sugi is, and what do you do, and how do you like... No, we're learning two, we just started a new world. Yevamos was one world, and Nedarim is another world, but they're two very... But sometimes you get into it, sometimes it's hard. The Medrash Tanchuma, unbelievable. And Parshas Noach, we discussed this Medrash also in a different shir. But the Medrash talks about Nasa Benishma, Kapla Marka Gigas. So the Medrash says, we were ready to accept Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebalpeh? Look what the language of the Medrash is. Al Torah Shebalpeh, Sheishba, Dikduke Mitzvos, Kalos Vachamuros, V'Yaza Kamaves, V'Kosher Kishol Kinasa. It's so hard! So sometimes you look at Torah, sometimes it's hard on the... It's, you can't understand it. And why is it written in this language that I don't know, especially... Younger kids, but you know what? Once you cut through the surface, as we know, there's nothing like it. Right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ein Lecha Ben Chor Ein Ela Mishi Yasuk BaTorah. There's nothing more exhilarating and inspiring and meaningful. The pnimius in Torah. I mentioned in the past the Maharal, the beginning of Pirkei Avos, where he talks about why do we have the big three? He says those are exactly parallel to the big three, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And of course you have to give your life because these are the three pillars of the world. And if I violate, I'm undermining the pillars. Two out of three are pretty straightforward, says the Maharal. Avodah, Avodah Zarah. Chesed, murder. Opposites. What about the others? Gili Arayas and Torah. Says the Maharal, "V'gili arayis hu hefech haTorah, ki kvar bi'arnu ki malas haTorah shi aseichel nivdal manachomri legamrei." Gili arayis is the most animalistic, mundane, earthly activity that a person can be involved in. learning Torah is the most sublime, heavenly, angelic, uplifting experience that a person could be involved in. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw that. Torah purifies and uplifts. So even though sometimes it's a little prickly and hard, but there's nothing like it. Eretz Yisrael. Same thing. Not so simple. It's really hot. Right? Things are challenging. You know, yeah, every time you go to an office, you forgot to bring something, you have to go back a second time. I think it goes all the way back to, you know, when Bar Maris Machpelah, when they forgot to bring the shtar, you know, to bury Yaakov's body. It goes back to that. But it's, the pasuk tells us in the beginning of Akev, there's a lot of rocks in this land. I mean, you look, it's rocky. Right? Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel. And I've never quoted him in a shir, so I might as well. Mark Twain in the 1800s. When he looked around and he took a trip, he heard about the beauty of this land. He says, I've never seen such a decrepit, barren land. There's nothing more barren than Palestine. Of all the lands there are for dismal scenery, I think Palestine must be the prince. Can the curse of the deity beautify a land? Palestine sits in sackcloth and ashes. Over it broods the smell of a curse that has withered its fields and fettered its energies. Couldn't have said it better in the 1800s. So you look at it on the surface and it's, you know, it's a little prickly, so to speak. But you dig underneath the surface, and as we know this, it's the natural habitat of the Jew. The natural habitat of the Jew. The Ramban in Parshas Ekev, as we know, talks about it's the ultimate place of mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, even tefillin and mezuzah, has an element different. The Sfarno says, you know why there are so many rocks? Because it's good for building. When all Jews come here, you need a lot of houses. You need a lot of houses. At the end of 27. Nimsa ribu yavanim kachos b'yad yafos v'tovos labinyin. Right? The Amoraim used to kiss the ground. End of Ksubis. Menashe kibi da'ako. Reb Chinin Maskin Maskli fixed the roads. And Mark Twain, you think it's barren? I know why it's barren, because that's a promise that Kadosh Baruch Hu made for us. As Ramban tells us in Bichul Kosai, Ein Artzeinu Mekabelas Esoiveinu. It remained barren because it was waiting for us. There wasn't a flower that grew up until the 1850s. And all of a sudden now, everything. We have to realize. Right, the Bas Ayin, the Avreicher. There's a Rav in Europe, Hasidish Rebbe. And then he came to Tzfat. Came to Tzfat. I wrote down his years. 1765 to 1840. He's a Talmud of Reb Lvivi Yisrael Mibraditchev. The Bas Ayin. Known as the Bas Ayin. That's his far. There's a story told about him that the Bas Ayin, I'll read it to you. Rav Avram Dov Avrich, one of the Hasidic leadership, he made Aliyah. One day, a stranger entered his chutzar in the city of Tzfat. Rav Avram Dover ran to greet him. The Hasidim couldn't hear what he spoke of. But as soon as the stranger left, the Rebbe went into his study, didn't come out for 3 weeks. And then he came out. And he said, we're making a tish. They didn't ask, what's going on? The Rebbe says, a tish. Okay, make a tish. And then towards the meal, they say, Rebbe, what happened? Who was that stranger? Why'd you lock yourself in the room for 3 weeks? Why are we making a tish? He says, when I was in Avrich, I would always sit for hours with anyone that came from Eretz Yisrael. I would question them about the Holy Land and what it was like to live there. One time, a shliach came from Eretz Yisrael and I talked to him about it. He says, when you stand outside Maaretz HaMachpelah, when you stand outside Yerushalayim, you'll know. You'll know what the magic is. You'll know what the magic is. And I said, tell me more. He says, what more can I tell you? When you get there, you'll see for yourself, even the stones are like diamonds and emeralds and rubies. And says the Avreicher, I came to Eretz Yisrael and everything was true. The feeling outside of Kever Rachel and Maaretz HaMachpelah and Yerushalayim. But when this tzaddik came, I recognized him. It was the same guy I met in Europe. I said to him, but the stones aren't diamonds. And he says, they're not. And the Avreicher says, uh-oh. And I went into my study for 3 weeks. And I thought about Eretz Yisrael. And I recognized what it's about and what it's supposed to mean. And I came out, and Rav Osai, now I see diamonds. That was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. he saw underneath the surface. He saw the panemius, like the abreacher in his day. And finally, Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael. Sometimes we Jews are a little rough on the outside. You know, they say, that's why the right the fruit of the state of Israel is a sabra. Prickly on the outside, but juicy on the inside. I don't know if it's really juicy on the inside, but I think it is. But anyway, but that's what the, sometimes we're an amkshei oref. Sometimes we're a little prickly. Right, the Gemara in Beitza, why do we get the Torah? Because we were azin. Azin means we were stubborn. Stubborn is sometimes with ra, and sometimes not. But you know what? Scratching beneath the surface is no am, like our am. We are ki'ish echad. Right, the Ritva. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, Kulam Kiguf Echad. So many stories about what did one Jew would do for another Jew. So many stories, I think I mentioned, you know, the Sharansky story in the past about the Ukraine. He was sitting in, he spoke at a Shevar Brachas a month after the Ukraine war, the war started. And there's a whole story behind the Shevar Brachas, but the punchline was, he said, when I was growing up, the stamp of Jew on my passport was like a ticket to make sure my life was very hard. I didn't get into universities. I couldn't own this. And it was like an illness. It says, and this week I read and I saw all these organizations standing at the Ukraine border. If you flashed Jew, you had people on the other side waiting for you. You had people who wanted to take care of you. It's olam hafachu. Because that's what we do. We're great at tzaras. We got to work on the simplest a little bit more. But there's no am like Am Yisrael. And that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai symbolized. So his three loves, his love of Torah, his love of Am Yisrael, his love of Eretz Yisrael, you know, that's something that he recognized the panemius. And as we celebrate, really, this time of year, as we celebrate his Torah, every day of learning Torah, because, you know, he's on every page of Shas. Kimat. So many. But this time, we celebrate his Torah, and it's time for us to appreciate it and hopefully recognize. And we have the schluss of being together, learning his Torah, and learning the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas and following in the footsteps of Rishon Bayechai. Okay, we'll stop.